This program has been brought to you by the exceptionally fine folks at Bed Bath & Beyond. Go check them out at bedbathandbeyond.com.
I'm Chris Kuzmi.
And I'm Mary Izette.
From Forget About It. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn.
If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello and welcome to A Few Things with Claire and Erica.
I'm Erica.
I'm Claire.
Here we are.
And one day we're going to write a script for this portion of the show.
No, I like it better that we don't. I hope everyone's with me. This is a podcast.
Snapchat us about it if you like it. And Facebook us about it if you don't.
Perfect. Perfect. This is a podcast based on a newsletter that we send every single week called 10 Things, where we round up 10 of our favorite discoveries, from books to beauty products to recipes to whatevers. And we also have a website where you can find all the latest and greatest releases that we have from emerging fashion and home designers, where we tell their stories too. That was clunky. That was bad. Maybe we do need a script.
I was going to say, somebody doesn't need a script. You know what, though? You did great. You nailed all of the points.
I was distracted. There were people being seated. I was paying too much attention to it.
The other piece of information is that we record this from the back of a pizza restaurant.
Yeah. And we can see people eating pizza, and they can see us and make eyes at us sometimes.
They do make flirty eyes at us. So today we are going to talk about, well, we're going to start with underwear.
Underpants.
That's a funnier name.
Yeah. I prefer underpants.
In sixth grade, I always called them underpants because that's what my mom called them. But in sixth grade, my best friend at the time, Courtney Pinger, who was so much cooler than me, was like, "They're not underpants. You say underwear. Like, don't call them underpants." Like, made me feel really uncool.
Yeah, shaming that. You.
And then so for a long time, I called them only underwear because I felt like underpants was really lame, until like college or something, when I realized that underpants.
When it took a turn toward funny again.
Well, it's just the best word, underpants. Yeah.
Do you know someone who has a dog named Underpants?
No, I tried to get Kelsey to name her dog Underpants.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So she told me that, she still tells me that that's his second middle name, because he already has
a fancy dog. He has a lot of middle names.
So it's Brewer Valcor Underpants Jones. Yeah.
Totally. Classic. This is a confession. Whenever I type underwear, I spell it wrong. W-A-R-E. Like housewares. No. Like, I spell it wrong every time.
It feels like not. It's like, it's because understandable. It's like a wear.
It's a wear. Yeah. I don't think of it as something that you wear, which obviously you do, but
that
I think
makes
of
total
it like
sense.
As a good.
It's a good and terrible name for a line of underwear.
Someone should feel free to start a lingerie company called Underwear.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Like, maybe underwears. Men's thing. Sounds more like that.
Yeah.
So we're talking about underpants today. Right. And it's, well, we had a reader or listener request for this topic.
And we got excited because we both have some recommendations of things that we love.
Yeah.
So, okay. Underpants, I am fully obsessed with this line called Commando. And I actually discovered them because an old intern of ours recommended their slips to me, which turn out to be also awesome.
And she was a super aspirational intern. we were taking all her tips.
We were taking all of her life tips. So Claire Ryder, if you're out there, you've impacted my life in a huge way. Thank you. So these slips are I don't know. It's like that seamless laser cut. I didn't either, but I got this dress that, surprise, Claire Ryder also owned. She was like, "I have that dress." And I was like, "What do you wear under it?"
True story. You bought the dress and the slip and the underpants off the intern.
I didn't know that she had it. No, I walked into the office wearing this like fancy ALC dress, and the intern was like, "I have that dress." And I was like, "Of course you have this expensive dress that I bought secondhand."
Yeah.
and Ina. And you definitely bought it full price at a department store, but fine. I was like, "What do you wear under it?"
Okay.
Because it's really,
you didn't buy
tight.
That because she was wearing it, but you would have
probably.
Okay,
absolutely. Yep. And so she was like, "Commando makes the best slips." I bought one off the internet. It was amazing because it's nude. It's super thin. And it's that laser cut thin.
It has no seams at all. It has no hem.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It feels like nothing.
Yeah. It's like unfinished, but it doesn't ever fray or shred. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then when I got married, I was looking for similarly like very underwear that wouldn't show anything and wouldn't, you know, have ridges or anything like that. And I don't know how, but I ended up buying commando underwear for my wedding. And then I realized like, wow, these are the most comfortable things I've ever worn in my life. Fast forward another year and I turned 31 and I was like, I feel like this is a point in my life where I can be excited about all of the underwear I own and not have it be like the day where you're like, oh no, I have to wear these underpants. Yeah. So yeah. I just spent a lot of money on buying a ton of commando underwear and I've not regretted it at all. They are so comfortable. They look good and their thongs are not uncomfortable at all. The material that they use is so thin and light. It doesn't feel like you're wearing anything. And so I can't say enough good things about this company.
This is a serious question.
Yes.
Did you get rid of all the underwear that you were like, I don't want to have to wear you anymore?
Do you know me?
The answer is no, you absolutely still have all of them. Get them out of there.
Do you know why?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry. I hope that nobody we work with who's a man is listening to this, but I don't usually like to wear underwear to bed, so I take them off at night. Okay. Then when I get up in the morning
you
and
put
it's time
the
to work
ones
out
on to run.
Yes. Okay. Exactly. Because I'm like not going to waste a good semi-expensive pair of underwear on just a workout.
I accept this as an answer.
So the old ones that I don't like anymore, I wear running.
They're like your college t-shirts of underpants.
Exactly. Okay. And I'm sorry for the TMI, dad, and
no,
other
I was interested in the response. I don't know what anybody else is thinking. Okay. So I don't, I guess
you
I'm
don't
not
have
as
a
loyal
favorite.
As, yeah. I mean, I.
Maybe it's because you haven't tried commando yet.
I have tried them. Okay. Yeah. And I like them. Yeah. I just don't feel as strongly. I think I like lace more than you do.
So they came out with a lace line.
They did?
Yeah. And it's like, it's the same thing where it's microfiber. That's the name of the fabric that I couldn't think of. So they're microfiber back, lace in front, but the lace, similarly, it's this magical lace that is so seamless and
okay,
thin.
This is good to know, but I wasn't aware of this.
So I own a couple pair of the lace ones.
The ones that I like the most at this point are from a company called True & Co., which is like a web-based underpants company. They carry various other lines, but they have their own house line, and they have a really good lace, like regular underwear and thongs, both of which I like.
They also carry bras.
Yeah, and I'm obsessed with they have a one bra style that I'm really, really into called Gramercy. I have it in four colors. That's how I feel about it. And it's like an unlined lace bra.
Well, also,
I'm not big into a lined situation.
Oh, me neither. I mean, I think we've had a whole podcast segment on this, maybe.
Maybe. Or we've talked about it before. Yeah. The only lined one I have, the only t-shirt bra.
Yeah.
And I don't like that term because it's a silly term. It's also about people being scared of nipples, basically, as a concept. But the only t-shirt bra that I own is from this company called Third Love, and they make an underwire-free t-shirt bra, which I can get behind.
I also wanted to pause to shout out True & Co. because it's a smart company, and it's started by a couple of women. You know the
concept. It's in San Francisco.
Yeah,
it's like
a well-funded tech startup.
Yep,
you know the concept better than I do.
So when you go to the site, it's all about figuring out the right size, and so they give you it's not about measuring in the sort of traditional way. So they ask you they show you pictures, and you're like, do your boobs look like this or like this?
Right.
And then they will also ask you, like, what your favorite bra is and what size that is, and how it fits on the straps and how the back fits to try to get your actual correct size. And then when you go back to the site, it'll recommend only bras that actually fit you, which is a nice thing.
And you've had a really good experience with
I have had a really good experience. And I hate going bra shopping, but ordering online is obviously very hit and
very tricky. And they really thought about it. And the other thing that's nice about them is they offer such a wide array of sizes, which the sort of like standard bra.
It's not Victoria's Secret sizing.
Yeah, because, you know, these bigger companies that have more traditional brick and mortar models, it's like not economically feasible for them to order the sizes that are really small or really big.
Exactly.
And so those women are left
So exactly. So you could buy a 38A, you can buy a 32 double or triple D. That's
which are awkward sizes
because
it's like, it's not even awkward sizes.
Yeah,
I don't want to say it that way, but they're not standard.
They're not, you know, in the bell curve, they're not the ones that most women are wearing.
Yeah.
Third Love has a similar situation going with sizing, but theirs is with an app, and you basically take pictures in front of a mirror.
Completely naked?
No, with a bra on, I think. Yeah, with a bra on.
Okay. I was just like, you just blew my mind.
Like, let me try to recall what the experience was like when I did this.
I also like your trust in their data, like privacy
Well, Claire, they told me when I took the pictures that they weren't using them for anything. Isn't that enough?
Hey, that's great.
Whatever.
Why waste your time thinking about those things?
But you basically like have to line up certain things.
Yeah.
So that.
Oh, it's like that sunglasses site ditto.
Exactly. Yeah. And then they tell you the fit from there, which is smart.
I mean, that is just generally something that I lament a lot, that most industries like birth control and razors and stuff just really leave out, like, don't it. They feel like a women's issue, that these businesses are not evolving. But
it's nice to see that this one, that the bra fit thing seems to be something we're solving for.
Right, that we're servicing women. That feels good.
What bras do you wear?
I exclusively wear, it is the Honeydew Camellia bralette.
Yes.
And it comes in, it's a bra that doesn't have a lot happening. It's like an underwire free, very pretty lace bra with very thin straps.
Tiny little straps. Like spaghetti straps and like that classic 90s sense of the word.
That's the thing. It's a really pretty bra. And I will say that sometimes I look at myself in the mirror.
I described your bra.
Well, you've seen it.
Yep.
But I do. I think it's so pretty. I buy it kind of, it has like no structure. So I usually buy it a size too small because I feel like that adds a little bit of structure.
Well, and once you're washing it and whatever, it's not getting smaller. No,
definitely not. It's just, it's really pretty. It's no underwire, no lining, and it has, it's like $30-something. So they do wear out kind of quickly, and then you just buy a new one, and they have pretty colors. And I do every once in a while look at myself in the mirror and think like, gee, with this shirt, maybe I should have worn something with more structure. And I'm usually too lazy to do anything about it, but I do like the Cosabella underwire bras. They have like mesh. Also, I think microfiber bras that are really pretty and not, don't have like a ton of stuff going on.
They're still thin and simple.
And I like minimal bras, but I also like really like colorful bras because why not? Why not treat yourself?
My only other underpants shout out is a sports bra that I am very, very into. It's the Champion Double Dry.
Yes.
It's great. It's just wonderful. I told my friend, we put this in 10 things at some point, and my friend Amanda, when I saw her afterward, like grabbed my hand. She was like, that thing changed my life. Like, I feel so much better about running
now. That's awesome. Well, so many women wear two sports bras.
I still wear two. Okay. Yes. But this one has an underwire, which I feel good about for running. It has hook and eye closures on the back.
Which is great because I basically give myself a migraine every time I put a sports bra on because it's so
constricting.
Like, yes. And just like the position
the
I have to get
the Cirque
into.
Du Soleil you
yes,
have to do.
Exactly. Yeah. A hook and eye would be wonderful.
And it also has straps that are Velcro adjustable.
Nice.
They're really good, but the straps aren't super thick and they don't have like weird padding on them, so they don't look bad sticking out under a tank top.
Champion, call us because Eric is a great spokesperson.
The Velcro adjusting.
I'm sold.
Seems very visionary to me.
That is really good.
Yeah. Huh. Pretty into them.
Great tip. So, yeah, the sports bras that I love are, I don't have super duper loyalties like Patagonia, Lululemon, and Nike.
Yeah.
That's
fine. Just go buy the Champion one. You'll feel differently.
I think I'm gonna.
All right, let's go to commercial and let's come back.
Okay, bye.
All right, this break song is called Better All the Time by Zooli. We will be right back.
We have been shopping at Bed Bath & Beyond for like as long as we have been shopping for home goods, just like
everybody else, including probably you, listener. I know I have been shopping there at least since before I went to college, because I distinctly remember running into my crush and his mom in the parking lot, who they were also shopping for college stuff, and it was such a moment for me. Unforgettable.
But taking us forward a little bit, now that Of A Kind is part of the company, Bed Bath & Beyonce.
Bed Bath & Beyonce, holler.
Holler.
Getting a tattoo of it, stat.
We've been getting to spend more time exploring the crazy impressive selection of products that the store carries, and we've honed in on some of the greatest hits, speaking of Beyonce.
Yes. That was a great music pun. Nice work.
Thank you. Including many of the pretty, timeless, well-made stuff that we want filling our cabinets and filling our closets.
Like, for example,
speak to me.
Japanese knives, Le Creuset Dutch ovens, Miele vacuums, Freta bedding. If you are not shopping for that stuff there, where are you shopping for it exactly?
Seriously. So get your butt into one of the stores or the website, stat.
Also, sign up for their newsletter, because guess what? They will give you a 20% off coupon for a single item.
Wow.
Mage. Now we're back.
Okay. We're back.
Unclear from Jack's face whether or not you could hear the things I was saying over break.
But that's fine.
Here the we thing are I was saying was that my mom's definitely going to get mad at me about the tattoo comment I made on that commercial. But it's a joke, Mom.
Yeah. She's over it. See how quickly she got over it?
Great.
We were talking about underpants. If you missed that, you should go back and listen, because what's more fun than that? But we're going to move on and talk to the amazing Taylor Patterson, the genius behind Foxfodder Farm, which is like, if you follow florists at all, if you care about this at all, you're like, oh my God, Taylor Patterson.
People in the office were psyched when we told them.
They really were. They were having a mini meltdown. So
she's the cultish flower line.
Yeah.
Flower girl.
Guys, you flatter me.
No, it's true.
Keep going.
Claire got me arrangements made by Taylor for my wedding, yes. For my like post-wedding lunch.
I got married at City Hall. Erica had like a very simple, small wedding. And yeah. And
it was very special. To have something so
fancy
pretty.
Flowers. Fancy. Taylor's flowers are the best. Whenever we go to an event that has amazing flowers and we're like, who did these? It's always Taylor.
Yep.
True story. So holler at her. And you know, she does all of the fancy, beautiful weddings. And today we are going to talk about flowers in the winter. Because what do you do about that, right? It's a weird thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough time.
It is a complicated issue, complicated by the fact that one of the most floral holidays of all time happens right smack dab in the middle of winter.
I know, it's kind of amazing. You'd be like,
maybe Valentine's Day should be in June.
Valentine's Day should probably definitely be in June.
Or someone should change, not to hurt your business, Taylor, but somebody should change like what people do for Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is Valentine's Day really big? Like, is that the time? Is that your, like, for us, Christmas is like, can't see you at all during December. We're going to be crazy.
You know, for us, it's like, it sort of depends on the year. Mm-hmm. We kind of, the way the business works, I can like choose to participate in it or not choose to participate in it. And a lot of times I choose not to, because it's just like, madness. This year, however, we are participating in it.
I like it's like you signed up on this. Like you put your name.
Typically, I don't do this because it's terrible, but this year I'm going to.
But we've teamed up with a company called Light and Ladder. And
we love Light and Ladder. We've worked with them. We've sold our planters on the site.
We designed some vases with Farah, and so we're going to do deliveries with those vases.
That's awesome.
So what's your go-to Valentine flower?
My go-to Valentine's Day flower? Well, so I feel like I have, you know, a little bit of advantage because I know what's at the market and what's available.
I've got the inside track.
Got the inside track, yeah. Exactly. And it's not often the things that, like, people are going to think of. Like, I love roses, but in the summertime when you have garden roses, I think at this time of year what's, like, really special and also what you could argue is
pseudo-seasonal,
right? It's all the flowering branches that are coming up.
Totally.
So, like, right now you have quince in, like, array of, like, pinks and peaches and white. And then there's spirea, which if you're lucky enough to see it or find
is
it.
Is this a rare breed?
It's not even a rare breed. It's just not something that is like typically used in or sold in flower shops because it's like, I really like it. It's like a spindly weird stick.
Okay.
With these little white flowers on it.
Pretty. I could see that as being you. I feel like
but
you're
it's so pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really just like, there's something like kind of delicate, but also rough about it. Kind of how I feel about myself.
But I also, when you were describing it, I was like, that feels like your style. Like, you do have kind of a dramatic style that doesn't feel like just like classic pretty. It's got like, yeah, it's got some
roughness.
It's got an edge for sure.
Yeah,
it's really beautiful.
No, I was talking with my team today being like, guys, are we like not... I was like, do we need to like rethink things a little bit? Like, should we be more palatable? Like, do things
you're
that are just
plenty
like
palatable.
I was just like, do things that are like more just like pretty. Being like, let's make things that are
no,
pretty.
No, I think what makes you stand out is like, I feel like I look at your arrangements and it's like watching like it's like looking at a really like vibrant painting or like I'm watching
yeah,
a movie.
Totally.
Like, there's all this emotion in it. It's not like it's emo, thanks, but it's emotional.
Thanks, guys.
That's right.
Yeah,
that is exactly right.
Yeah.
How about plants that aren't flowering necessarily that feel sort of winter time to you?
Plants that aren't flowering?
Yeah. Or just even like...
Do you mean like plants for indoor spaces or...
Yeah. I mean like...
Things
in bouquets that don't have flowers on them. That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Eucalyptus
like
and like...
Foliage,
yes,
things like that.
Yes.
That
foliage.
Yeah.
Foliage is the
yes
word I was searching
foliage
for.
Foliage is yep the word that you're looking for. Well, there's a lot.
Okay. Yeah.
There's like... You know, eucalyptus is always like a great kind of go-to, mm-hmm, especially for people who aren't really like quote-unquote flower savvy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it smells nice. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It lasts a long yep time.
I have eucalyptus in my house that we bought before Christmas.
Yeah.
For
and
sure
like you can pick
yeah
up eucalyptus at the bodega.
Yeah.
And like if you just do that and like clean it properly, mm-hmm, which is you take all the leaves off the bottom of the stems, make sure you don't have any leaves in the water, it'll last a really long time. And it's got that nice like fresh semi-medicinal
yeah
scent, but it's like it's hmm pretty, it's nice.
What other things yeah can you have in your house that just smell real good?
Other things that smell real good flower wise
yeah.
Well, I always have my house just like dried lavender.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah, which
smell,
you know, lasts for like you can keep it for like 6 months to a year.
Do you buy it on the
smells
internet?
No, I mean I buy mine at the market,
yeah,
the flower market.
And is it pre-dried when you buy
it's
it?
It's pre-dried.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where do you keep it, or what do you do with it?
I put it in my bathroom. I have like a
in
little
a
bundle that I tie with a ribbon and like stick to a nail on my wall.
Cute.
And it's just nice. It's
that's
like
really
I mean
cute.
Lavender is also just I think a really like comforting and.
It's like a nighttimey bedtime smell.
It's like nighttime
smell
relaxing.
Yeah.
I have these little pouches actually that a friend gave to me that she made that have lavender in them that I just kind of keep underneath my pillow.
Oh, that's nice. That is
yeah
lovely.
Yeah, it's so nice. It's so nice. Yeah. So definitely like lavender. You know, right now you can actually get like cut rosemary, which is always really nice. Rosemary. It's like I love the scent of rosemary.
Yeah, I do too.
So,
and are you doing the same type of thing with that? Like just tying it together?
No, rosemary I usually like put in some water.
Okay.
Because when it dries, it can get
a
little
moldy.
Well, it gets
like
crumbly.
Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and
the lavender
leaves
like
everywhere.
Yeah, the lavender holds a little bit better.
So what are the other styling tips for people who are doing this at home on their own?
Styling tips. Well, I think, you know, when you're shopping for flowers, if like say you go to a flower shop and you're like want to put some things together, I always tell people just like keep it simple.
Yeah.
You know, I know that like the Dutch masters and super romantic things are really it's like
tempting.
Yeah. Really tempting to do that at home and like and I definitely encourage you to try, but it's also like that's gonna cost a fortune buying
and
all
maybe
the flowers
not look
for that,
as good
especially
as you want, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're setting yourself up for disappointment,
yeah,
potentially.
That's how
and
I
it's
feel.
It's like you're working with a lot of different things, and you know, as beautiful as they are, they're kind of hard to achieve. That's why the people who are good at them are good at them. It's like practice and practice.
And you guys have all sorts of tricks up your sleeves, right? Like the foam and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's like foam. I don't really use a lot of foam just because it's you know it hits at my gilt strings
yeah
in terms of the waist
yeah
so we actually use a lot of times it's chicken wire that you sort of like crumple in a ball and then put that in the vase and then we put this clear floral tape in a grid over top of it
So you basically, at the
these
top
secrets.
Of...
So these secrets are good.
We need to talk about the gritting for a second. Yeah. So you have a big vase with a reasonably sized opening, and then you crisscross tape like a lattice on a pie crust,
exactly.
Right?
So if you have a clear vase, just use a tape. But if you have like a solid vase... Mm-hmm. You can get chicken wire, like crumple it up in a ball. And what that does is it just creates a sort of like cage for you to like put your stems in, which operates the same way as foam in a lot of ways.
Yes. Interesting.
Yeah, and it allows you like to like sort of manipulate and put stems where you want to put them.
Play around a little more.
What's
play
your
around.
Favorite vase shape or like,
I was
type?
Just thinking the same thing.
My favorite vase shape?
Yeah.
This wasn't even on our pre-written list of questions.
No, it wasn't.
We just care.
But I just want to know, like, what's the go-to vase, either, like, you know, thing that you're using, like, non-vase that you're using as a vase, or what's the in-vase shape? Talk to us about vases.
In-vase shape.
What vase is on trend?
And are we calling them vases?
I say vase.
Okay.
Yeah. I
vase
think that's
is my
right.
go-to. Yeah. Vase just sounds kind of snobby to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a little bit. Vase shape. Well, I've recently been using, and this isn't exactly the easiest thing to use, but I've been using these bowls, which, and it's not even a footed bowl. Mm-hmm. It's just like kind of, it's like.
So, like a like, fish bowl?
No, like.
Pasta bowl?
Like almost like a pasta bowl. It's like there's so many like beautiful ceramicists out there.
Yeah, totally.
Now,
absolutely.
Making
this
so
we
much
know.
Cool stuff.
Yeah. Buy some of them on ofakind.com.
Yeah. Exactly. And so I've taken, you just take a bowl, you take a frog. Which
What's
is
a frog?
A frog is this metal thing with spikes on it.
Yes.
Okay. And
it's flat. It's like
yeah,
a little
flat,
square
it's
with
like
spikes.
It's like a little square or circle. It's got some spikes on it. And you use that as like, you stick your stems in that.
Okay.
It's like creates structure. And so I've been using those a lot and creating these more like loose, maybe Ikebana style arrangements.
Okay.
They're quite like structural and it uses less flowers.
Nice.
But I think they're really cool. And also if like you're doing something at home, it's, you use less flowers. It's easier to sort of like play around with because you're not creating like a super complicated shape.
Right.
It's lots of an arrangement.
Yeah.
Sort of
it's
like
an
beautiful
mess. Yeah. And it looks cool. It's like you've got this cool bowl and then this like neat floral structure sticking out of it.
That is
and
really
And I always
cool.
tell people, I'm like, just pay attention to. So going back to like if you're at a flower shop and you want to buy flowers.
Yeah.
It's like, I always tell people, it's like, pick something that's like a structural element that you can like kind of use as like your
base. So that's like the branch?
Yeah, it's like a branch or even like a more structural foliage. And then like a face flower, which is probably like a bigger flower. And then an accent piece.
So, wow, you just got way more complicated than I expected you to get.
Yeah, hey.
I don't think I can do all that. I'm not a flower type of gal.
No, but now all you need is three.
It's
okay,
just three.
But what's it get? Let's get into some examples of face flowers, like a lily,
face flowers. A face
like a poppy.
Yeah, they're like bigger flowers. It's okay. like I mean, face flower can
peony.
Even, peony is definitely ranunculus.
Love a ranunculus.
Everyone loves a ranunculus.
Who doesn't?
You're welcome.
What girl don't love a ranunculus. roses as well. You know, anything that's like a little bit of a bigger bloom.
Okay. Like fluffy
you know?
Looking.
Okay.
Big,
well, yeah. Or that you just want to be like your focal bloom.
Okay. That's
and
helpful.
Then,
yeah.
And then accents are like the little like wispy, maybe it's like a Cosmo.
Queen Anne's lace.
Or, yeah, something that's like a little bit more
like delicate looking.
Delicate looking.
Okay.
Or, I mean, it could also even be like a berry, which just...
Oh, I like
yeah,
a berry
can we talk
in
about what else, like,
what
edible,
else can you put
just
in
like,
there?
What non-brancher flowers can you put in there, like...
What non-branchy flowers?
Or just, or like, non-any... Like, a berry is not... It's not a flower, right? Like, what can you... I mean, I'm not talking about, like, I don't want you to put a balloon in, but, like, can we
well,
get... Can we think outside the box?
She here? Wants an edible arrangement.
You want cantaloupe and pineapple and strawberries
dipped
in
the shape of hearts.
That's right.
Some of them should be dipped in chocolate.
Some of them should be dipped in chocolate. Actually, they sell these roses at the market that are dipped in chocolate and then dipped in sprinkles.
What?
And
roses?
Yeah, they're roses. They're the most horrific things ever.
You eat them?
No, nobody eats them.
But they it's just like, look good. It's a,
and they definitely sell them during, you know, that's what you should get for people for Valentine's Day.
It's like, is a chocolate dipped rose.
Chocolate dipped rose. Kill two birds with one stone.
So wow. True. Yeah.
That's
so
insane. True.
They're something special. My friend Brittany, actually, she bought them for a wedding. She's a florist. She has a company called Birch. And she bought them for a wedding last fall as like the dessert decoration.
Oh, that's cool. But it was like, pretty disclaimer,
don't eat
don't
them.
Don't put these in your mouth.
You can't eat them because they're just like covered in chemicals.
Hilarious. So gross.
Okay, looking forward past winter, what do you think are like the going to be the big wedding flowers this year? What are you getting requests for? What are you thinking about?
Well, you know, I mean, every year it's sort of because people are really becoming more aware of like wanting to use seasonal things and paying attention to that. I think, you know, it's like springtime brings in poppies and things like fritillaria and ranunculus and anemones. And then come summer, it's like peonies and cosmos. And then leading into later summer, you have dahlias.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the trends don't really change. It's just like things go along with the season. And I think like obviously there's color palettes, which at times are a little bit more in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Than others. Like last year, people were really loving like mauve with like these like muted tones of mauve. And like now, actually, I think people are getting a little bit like more adventurous and being like,
let's go bright.
I want something a little crazy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because once you start to see something a lot more,
you get tired.
You're like, nah, I don't want to do that. Yeah, yeah. And then the new thing catches your eye and then it builds from there.
So, speaking of crazy, how do you feel about carnations?
I love carnations.
Thank you.
This is like the thing that could tear Erica apart.
I know. It's
apart.
Like we really.
It's like you don't even know.
I think I do.
You don't understand. I did a Pinterest deep dive and I was like, Erica, what about this carnation like, nope. arrangement? What about this really? Carnation? Like people are doing magical things with carnations
this
these days.
This is so sad. I actually brought you guys carnations and I forgot them in my car.
Thank you.
They're Thank so you. Beautiful. You have no idea. Like there are these ones that are like the craziest color purple. And
maybe
then
I would like,
that are like
purple.
A mauve-y yeah. And
so,
colors.
Well, quick question about why those
and
are like
good.
The are those like in season in February? Is that why they're a Valentine flower?
How they earn
they're
this place?
They're in season in February. They're in season all the time.
Okay, that's what I figured.
And
can't kill those things.
They're cheap.
Yeah,
they're cheap. And you know, it's like honestly, the way the market works because Valentine's Day is universal worldwide. Yeah. It's like flower prices for anybody buying just gets like jacked up.
I didn't actually realize that the Valentine's Day was worldwide on February 14th.
So because carnations are cheap, they get jacked up, but not enough to like dissuade people.
Yeah.
They're still reasonable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so really interesting.
I do have one carnation story that makes me really happy. When I was in junior high, I've told you this before because I think it's like the most heartwarming shit in the world.
Okay, tell me. I don't remember it though.
When I was in junior high on student council, we sold carnations and you'd like write a note. People would be able to buy carnation and write a note and you'd get put in their like the recipient's locker. Yeah,
that's what I associate with carnations too.
Yeah. Okay. The amazing thing was that on Valentine's Day, we would put a carnation in the people's lockers who didn't get sent carnations with a note that said, "From your secret admirer." So everyone in junior high got a carnation in their locker. And no one on student council ever, like, spilled this shit.
That's so nice.
Which is
nice of you.
So nice. That's
so nice.
For 13-year-olds, so nice. Yeah. I just think that is love.
That is love. It's really touching and a little bittersweet.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like everybody got to feel special and loved.
But do you think you sent anybody down, like, a maddening... Like just
probably, but that's fun too. If you're 13,
that's true.
Whatever.
That's true.
You should feel like somebody
who's
has a crush on you.
Sending all of these carnations,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a Veronica Mars case for sure. This is where Veronica Mars cut her teeth.
Yeah, for sure.
As a junior high schooler, I wanted to say something, which is that I just realized that our last two guests are from on the show have been from Wilmington, Delaware.
Whoa.
Well, Taylor, you're from like Rockland.
It's like,
Wilmington.
It's Wilmington.
Which is my hometown.
Judges, it counts. Yeah.
it's safe.
It's 5 minutes away.
Lizzie and Catherine are from Wilmington, which is the Fortunatos who were on last week. And this is actually how we know Taylor is from Lizzie and Catherine.
Because I went to junior high with them.
And but it actually ties back.
They gave you carnations.
Because this is how you learn, this is how you got into flowers, right? Because you grew up on kind of a farm-ish situation.
I grew up on, it's not like a traditional working farm or agriculture farm or anything like that, but we had horses and chickens and
every girl's dream.
It was pretty. It was awesome. but both my parents are really into gardening.
Yep.
And so it was just something that I kind of always grew up surrounded by.
That's amazing.
And I always thought that, like, everybody was kind of into it. I was like, yeah, everyone likes plants and flowers.
So pretty.
Everybody knows the names of all these things. Yeah. Every time I see you, I'm so impressed by the way these names just roll off your tongue. And I feel bad about myself that I'll just never be able to identify a flower other than a peony.
And a carnation.
Exactly. And a carnation.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's just something that I was like, was always interested in. And then when I moved here, I kind of, there was a path to get to
a winding road.
Yeah. A winding road. But it came really easily. And I had like a moment. I was like, oh yeah, this makes sense.
This is what I should be doing. Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, Taylor, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah. Thank you. Guys. This was awesome. There's so much to learn.
Where can people order Valentine's flowers from you?
You can order them on our website, foxfodderfarm.com. We'll be putting it up tomorrow.
Whoa. Hey, great news.
That's great.
And we're doing
how well timed.
Yeah, we're doing same day delivery and Valentine's Day delivery, not same day. But you just have
in
to
New York.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, sorry, anybody else.
You love
I've been
family?
Asked if like you can ship flowers and I'm like, no, I don't really have that system.
We're not
capability.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know how you do that. People do it.
Yeah.
It's people true. Do it. You should also follow Taylor on Instagram if you want to make yourself happy.
Fox Fodder Farm. It's a stellar Instagram.
Have been listening to A Few Things with Claire and Erica. We are here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on Heritage Radio Network. You should also listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher. Leave us comments.
Do that. Give us 5 stars or, you know, however many
you think we deserve.
Exactly. Yeah. Be honest with us. We value authenticity here. Sign up for our newsletter at ofakind.com. Buy all the things at ofakind.com. And see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.